Good morning, everyone. You are listening to WRUV FM Burlington, and it is Wednesday, April 9th. I hope everyone's having a good start to their morning. I just walked over here. It's very, very cold out. Not something I'm super enjoying, but that's okay. I just keep thinking, in a month, it's going to be warmer, and it's going to be summer. It's going to be great. But yeah, I don't have much to talk about right now besides the weather, just waking up with you guys. So we're going to start off with some new music as always. We're going to start out with K218B by the Night Parrots. I'll play a couple songs and then I'll check back in and we'll start playing some music. So I hope you guys enjoy the first couple songs.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We just heard There Is No Spring by Drinking Boys and Girls Choir, Lightspeed 2 by The Symposium, and we started off with K2-118B by The Night Parrots. So that's a little bit of some new music for you guys. I hope you liked it. I really am into Drinking Boys, Girls, and Choir. I have never heard of them before. I was checking out our new music log. And if you don't know about our new music log, if you look up WRUV website, we have a WordPress where we post a bunch of new music. It's really awesome. I have a couple of friends' new music on there, which is really fun. And it's just a cool way to find some cool music. So yeah, we're going to start off the next set with the song called The Wind by PJ Harvey. I've been listening to this song nonstop. If you're somehow out walking right now, it's a really good walking song. It makes me feel like I'm in a movie, but it's really awesome. And PJ Harvey's just the coolest. I really want to get more into her because I don't know too much about her. I know she did a collab with Tom York on one of the songs, which is really good, but that's kind of the extent of my knowledge on her. But yeah, I definitely want to check her out more. But yeah, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to put on some music for you guys. This is honestly all this music I'm about to play is stuff I've been obsessed with for the past week or so, and I can't stop listening to them or getting away from it. So I'm going to make you listen to it now. So I hope you guys enjoy. We're starting with The Wind by PJ Harvey.
Chapel with her image, an image on the wall. I've seen the demons, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I lay upon the ground. I've seen the people, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I gave the run around. I reached for feelings, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I lay upon the ground. So miles and miles of squares, where's the feeling there? Still nobody cares. For miles and miles of squares, daydream, I dance.
Stairs. My heart's the long stairs. Ooh, and from Vancouver alone. We tore one down and erected another there. The match of the century absence versus staying here. I'm on my way to God, don't know. My brain's the burger and my heart's the cold. This life that we call home, the years go fast and the days go so slow. The days go so slow. The days go slow.
everyone. Welcome back. We were just listening to Strange Overtones by David Byrne, Heart Cook's Brain by Modest Mouse, Squares by The Beta Band, and we started off with The Wind by PJ Harvey. So yeah, if you're just tuning in now, I was just saying before the set that these are songs I've been listening to all week. Especially, I just went on a walk the other day, and all of these songs are really fun to walk to. If you want to go out and walk right now, be my guest. But Strange Overtones is really cool. David Byrne is awesome. I've got into him a lot in the past couple months, but it just seems like he has so much music to listen to, so it's very exciting. And Brian Eno is also really cool too. And then PJ Harvey is awesome. I really want to get more into her, like I was saying before, if you're just joining in. But yeah, we're going to keep trudging on with music, but before we do that, I have a little message for you guys. Do you love loud music? Going to concerts? There's no better feeling than rocking out to your favorite artist live. However, you may want to think about investing in some extra protection. At shows today, you may see some earbud-wearing folks in the crowd. According to experts, wearing hearing protection at loud events is greatly beneficial. Without them, you may experience muffled sounds, ringing, or buzzing in the ears. Concerts can even contribute to noise-induced hearing loss in the long run. Upon observation, you may look on stage and notice that your favorite musicians are wearing earplugs too. Have fun, be safe, and enjoy the show. This has been a PSA from your concert-loving DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Yes, guys, wear earplugs. It's very important. I've been noticing that my hearing's going a little astray because I've been listening to really loud music, which isn't good, and I should do something about that, but hey, I'm really into the music, so I don't know if that counts. That's not an excuse. I should be wearing earplugs and being careful, and so should you guys. But yeah, we're gonna keep going on with some music. The next song is Snot by Alex G. If you have listened to my show before, just know me. You know I'm obsessed with Alex G. He's simply the coolest. I love all of his music, and I'm gonna talk about him later when I come back on, but I just thought I should give you guys that reminder in case you forgot. But yeah, we're gonna start out with Snot by Alex G, and I hope you guys enjoy. I'll check in a bit.
Before Think on a bomb, bomb. The people with the arms on me, come. With a different style, different fashion. You know? Tell me, say one thing, Nancy, if you understand. One thing, Nancy, if you understand. One make them a talk about me ambition. Say so one make them a talk about me ambition. Come and say some of them a ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them a ask me where me get it from. I told them no, no, it's from creation. I told them no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey, yo. What a bam, 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 bam. You come in at the place of me, say, well, well, slicky, bam, bam, hey, yo.
Hello everyone, we just heard Bomb Bomb by Sister Nancy. I Wanna Be Adored by the Ravenettes, which is a cover, and I think it's pretty good. I really like it. And then we started with Snot by Alex G. I was obsessing over Alex G before I put him on, and I'm gonna obsess over him now. I saw him 2 years ago in Woodstock, New York, at this like really tiny brewery. And it was so much fun. I was like 2 feet away from him. It was really great. Me and my best friend Maddie went, and she's coming to UVM. If she's listening right now, this is my shout out for her because she asked for a shout out. But I don't know if she's listening. But yeah, it's 8:30-ish. It's 8:42. But we're going to do news and weather. So right now we're looking at a high of 38 and a low of 27. Not really the greatest, but whatever. It's going to get warmer next week, guys, so it's going to be okay. And my news for you today is about a guy who stole some earrings from Tiffany's, but his way of stealing them was swallowing them, so he swallowed 4 diamond earrings worth $60,000, and he got caught, obviously, and I think this is really funny what he said. He said, I should have thrown them out the window. And then he asked jail staff, am I going to be charged with what's in my stomach? So yeah, that's definitely interesting. That was in Florida, and that's according to Sky News. You got some really funny news on Sky News. But yeah, we're going to keep on going with music. We're going to start off our last set, sadly, with How by the Cranberries. So we're just going to keep going with music, and I'll check back in as always. Don't even worry. But yeah, starting off with How by the Cranberries.
We'll be right back. I don't want to stay. you on the knees, knees you in the ground, elbow in the face. Bruises bigger than dinner plates. I wanna go home. We'll be right back.
Hello, welcome back. We just heard Anyone Could Play Guitar by Radiohead, The Headmaster Ritual by The Smiths, Dances Mess Around by the B-52s, and we started off with How by The Cranberries. I found the song How by The Cranberries in the movie Empire Records, and if anyone watched the movie, you'll understand this reference, but yesterday was Rex Manning Day, which is kind of exciting. That's like the main plot of the movie, which is fun, and it's kind of funny because I just watched it like 2 weeks ago. But definitely watch Empire Records. Their soundtrack is really cool, and I have been listening to a lot of it. They have The Cranberries, they have, I think, Sinead O'Connor and a bunch of new random music, but it's really fun. But yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. I'm going to hand it over to the next DJ, but I hope you guys enjoyed my set. You were listening to WRUV-FM Burlington, and I will be here next week, so definitely tune in and have a good rest of your morning.